The meeting will be in order. We'll return to item 10B. We'll resume the public hearing. Again, I would like to reiterate that we share a common mutual respect and have civility through this process. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes and address the council when you speak. Thank you. And state your name and what city you're from.
My name is Catherine Robin. I live in Belfast. I think it's important to listen to other cultures, too. And so I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that this land that we're standing on is Penobscot land. They lived here for 10,000 years before our ancestors came. And in that time, the fish, the salmon, were flowing freely. It's not because it was a wilderness. It looked like a wilderness to our ancestors because it looked like the areas that we leave as wilderness. But research is now showing they were very likely, as many people living here in Maine and Massachusetts, belonging to the Wabanaki confederations, that there are now. And yet, the food was plentiful, the fish was plentiful, and the people were able to eat without making these kinds of quick decisions that we're making. And one of the reasons they were so upset with us when we came is because they could see this. They think 7 generations ahead. And they could see this time, by the way that we made our decisions, they could see this time that we're at today, where we've got committees trying to figure out how to handle climate change on a local level when we've created a global problem. So if we're going to ask other cultures how to do things, I think we need to start with our neighbors in Orono because they remember how it was when there was plenty to eat. And we have made the kinds of decisions at the speed that we're making this one for the last 400 years and created a world where we're worried about our food, where we're worried about our water, where we're worried about our air. And we're making decisions and saying we don't need the Environmental Protection Agency, we don't need the DEP to give us an environmental impact because this is going to be great. Well, we've been wrong before, a lot. And I would urge you, your job is so hard, and I don't envy it, and I appreciate what you do. Those that were elected and those who were hired to do really good work. But let's take our time and think 7 generations ahead instead of 6 months.
Thank you for your comment.